With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we bring you the very best in superhero and pop culture entertainment. My name is Rachel, and with me today, as always, is Amy.
That's me.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back in person again.
Hell yeah, we love being in person.
I love personals. Well, no, I was going to say space, but that's the opposite of what we've got right now. I mean, we've got personal space, but...
We're socially distanced.
We are.
It's not intentional.
It's not. It's just how we've propped ourselves up on the floor because we have no rules here.
That's right.
We do what we want.
That's right. And ain't nobody going to stop us.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all.
We're at your house today and all I can smell is the delicious pasta you've made for dinner.
Thank you.
It smells divine.
I love a good spaghetti bolognese. What can I say?
Do you know what I'm having for dinner, I think, now that I've smelled that? Just a loaf of garlic bread.
They've been so kind as to leave me one singular piece of garlic bread.
Mummy will like that, they said. She'll have one. Just one.
That's for you. I was like, thanks.
Is it the end piece too? Like the smallest?
They were kind in that sense.
Bless them.
I know. So, you know, last week, well, last fortnight, last time we were together, we spoke about the Squid Game.
Yes, we did.
And let me tell you, there are not a lot of... shows, films, whatever, that leave me quite as shooketh.
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 That's a great word.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I thought, why don't we have a chat about films that did, in fact, give us that feeling.
That shooketh feel.
That shooketh feel.
I like it.
So I'm not entirely sure how you interpreted shooketh.
Yes. So I interpreted it. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
As either films that I was like, holy fuck balls. Like had that weird feeling. Mm-hmm. Also films where I was like, wow, I did not see that coming type thing as well. I'm not sure what you've done with yours, but let's spice it up.
Let's fucking do it.
Just get into it, I reckon.
Yeah, let's get into it. Well, right. How about you?
Go
start us off.
I'm going to go first.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Scream, like the original Scream.
Ooh.
Right? So for this film, like I'm not a big gore person, not that Scream is like
overly...
You're
not a massive horror person in general.
No, but I remember Scream because I remember being like, I thought it was Billy all along.
Yeah.
And then Billy died.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Wait, did he die?
Did he
fake die?
He fake died. So he died with like bunny ears.
I can't remember that he died.
He like... it's not like you saw him die, but it was like assumed that he had died type thing. And then he comes back and he was like,
oh, was it like within minutes though?
Yeah, it was in like within the ending sort of scene.
Yeah, yeah. Thing. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
And you know, and then it turns out that there was like multiple of them running around doing crazy shit. But I remember that movie being one of the first ones where I was like, where the twist that I thought was going to happen, then I thought it didn't happen. And then the twist happened anyway. And I was like,
Whoa! Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about this. Also, it was a good film anyway. And I think the whole Scream concept, like, they seem to keep fucking making movies about the same thing.
There's a new one.
Exactly. So, like, it's got some pretty good content, right?
Yeah.
So I had that down as my first one just to be one of those things in that sort of horror-ish genre for me. Very, very subtle horror, if we're being honest.
But it's great. I love Scream. I love some Scream.
Me too. Oh, what's her? Is it Neve Campbell? Yeah, and she's great in
that.
What
a 90s queen.
I know. I wonder what Neve's doing now.
No.
Neve, if you're out there, tell us what you're up
hit
to,
us
love.
Up, babe.
Yeah. What you been doing?
What are you doing? What you up to? You want to come have some wine?
Yes. We're all about the wines.
We are.
Don't bring any of your Scream friends, though, because I will not cope well
with
that.
I don't know. She could
bring... Rachel would love that.
Please do.
But don't bring him in any costume, and I don't want any knives.
Knives.
Don't want any knives, thanks.
Knives.
So, yeah, there you go. I had had Scream on my list as my first one. First-a-roo. What did you have?
Infinity War.
Oh, my God. So I've got Infinity War on here too. And then, like, a subset of that as Endgame.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's your one. So we'll run through your comments first.
Look, it's solely for the dusting.
Yes.
It's solely for the last line, you know, my God.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Yeah, accurate.
Yes. My sentiments exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think as a general rule, we get so used to the hero winning.
Yep. Yes.
That even when, like, there are several examples where the hero doesn't win, but it had never really been done in a traditional superhero film that I can think of, where the hero doesn't actually win or save the day or survive, even if they don't save the day.
Yeah.
They, at the very least, are standing at the end of it, and you've just got half of them are just fucked off.
Yep.
And
there was no choice. It just, like...
It just happened.
Yep.
And, you know, the... it just broke my heart. I was sobbing in the cinema.
Oh, stop it.
I was. Well, we had Charlie with us, who was far too young to see that. Yes. And I should have done my due diligence and watched it before bringing him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so excited to watch Avengers on the big screen, and
how do you say no to that?
Exactly. He turned up in his Iron Man costume.
Cute.
You know, but his faves are Iron Man, Spider-Man, Star-Lord, you know. So
the heart breaks each time.
Black Panther.
All of them except Iron Man were gone, right?
Yeah, well, and even Iron Man got stabbed at one point.
Yeah, and like then he's floating in space, isn't he, at the end of that movie?
Yeah. So like essentially just doomed.
Yep.
Not a fun time.
No.
Not a fun time.
I had that on my list too because I remember like when that happened and then like the credits rolled, I was like, get the fuck out. That's not the end.
That's not the end. Yeah. I was like waiting for them. I was like, no, there's end credits. There's end. And then end credits came up and I was like, see, they're going to just be like, lol, jokes. Everyone's fine. No. No,
they're all gone. And then, you know, you snapped it. And then I was meant to look this up and I forgot it. But like the time frame between the movie releases for Infinity War and Endgame, like there was a lot of time for people to be like, fuck, like what's happening, making all these theories, like did they die, and then what is it, 5 years that pass in
five
the movie?
Five years.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, fuck. And, you know, then the ending of Endgame, right? So we're gifted with the beautiful scene of, you know, Captain America standing there and then Avengers assemble, blah, blah, blah.
That's my favorite thing.
It's the best. I get the goosebumps thinking about it. And then, like, 10 minutes later, your gut is ripped open because Iron Man is dead.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Oh, it was a lot.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. Those two movies.
Marvel?
Yeah. I love those movies. I do. But I'm like, fuck, you're right. It was a shooketh feeling. Walking out of the cinema after Infinity War, I was like, I was so mad at Star-Lord.
Still.
So mad. Yeah, still am. I'm not going to get over that after a long time. I love you, but still mad.
I'm still mad.
Can love somebody and be mad.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. It was also on my list.
Well, what's so next for you?
Let's cross that off. Next for me, I had The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
That's on my list. Hey,
look at us go. I've just written next to it, so sad. Like I haven't even elaborated. It's so sad.
Oh, it is so sad.
And unjust. Like because you're like, these kids have done nothing wrong.
That's right.
And now they're both dead.
Yes. What I've written is, you know, for anyone who has seen it, they know.
Yeah. Okay. They know what it feels
like. They
know. Yeah.
And for those who haven't, just watch it or don't.
Yeah.
You'll cry.
You will absolutely cry.
It's the slow realization.
Yeah, as they're walking in, right?
Oh god, and the innocence of the situation.
Yeah,
itself, and it's he just wants to help his mate.
Yeah, I know.
He just, you know, and even just like, it sheds light on like a really, really difficult topic because you're seeing things from the perspective of a Nazi family.
Yep.
You know, so you've got the mum who's like, and the soldier kind of makes a comment when she sniffs something in the air and he's like, oh, sorry, they smell even worse when they burn, don't they? And you see it click.
In her brain, yeah.
Yeah, and she becomes horrified and disgusted by what's going on. And her, when she is just wailing at the fence.
Yeah. That is a hard scene, right? The acting in that movie is amazing, can I just say.
And those little boys.
I know.
Incredible.
I wonder where they are now. Let's add them to the list with Niamh.
Boys.
If you're out there.
Excuse me.
Let's go and have a wine because you'll be old enough now.
Oh, you will too. Stop it. Let's all have wines.
Wines together. Wines and dines. But yeah, that movie really had me shooketh. I didn't cry in that film because we've spoken about this before. I'm not a big crier.
You're not a crier.
Unless it involves animals. Yeah. It's quite difficult. But I was like, fuck, man. Like that is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely. It's one
of those films where you can't, like, you just don't want to do anything after. You just kind of sit there and go.
I had a bubble bath. I think I was like, I need to just check myself before I wreck myself.
Yeah.
I remember it being on, like, free-to-air TV. Oh, it must have been, like, a year or two ago something. Yeah, mate. And my best friend was watching it, and she's a blubbering mess in movies, right? And,
oh, no.
And then we had to stop over and get something, and I was like, what is wrong? Like, her face is all splotchy, and she's like, I've just been watching The Boy in Striped Pajamas. And I was like, why would you do that to yourself? Like, you've seen it. Yeah. You know what happens.
You know what happens.
Why? And she's it was on the TV. And she's
no.
Like, even though she knew, she'd seen it before, she still went in for seconds.
Oh, bless.
Anyway, so that movie is it's a hard one. It's just, it's heartbreaking gets you shooketh.
Yeah.
Also, like you said, it's that whole scene of like that kind of shit happened.
It actually happened.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Which is terrible. Absolutely terrible. And it makes me wonder why we still have wars and shit these days. Like,
that's right.
Get some perspective, people.
I know.
All right.
And I don't know why anybody in their right mind would compare anything that's happening nowadays to anything that happened back then.
Oh.
Fucking sit down. Watch that movie, watch Schindler's List and shut your fucking mouth. Yeah,
educate yourself before you talk about things you don't understand.
It's right. Go visit a Holocaust museum and then tell me that anything that's happening now is anything like it at all.
You're absolutely right.
It's not.
Right.
There's no comparison.
Like, talking about museums and stuff there, I've never actually been to any of the Holocaust museums. I've had friends go and, like, I imagine it would be a very somber experience. I've been to Hiroshima in Japan, obviously, where they had the nuclear.
Of course.
And that whole setting in itself, whilst it's, you know, the all of the Nazi type era stuff was just so – it was hateful, right? It was a hate crime. People went out of their way. Like, bombs and war also – they're very terrible, but, like, it's just more vindictive, right? When it's people getting in there and hurting people.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of disconnected a little bit. The outcome is just the same when you've got people just dropping pieces of metal out of the sky, right?
That's right.
A lot of people died. But you go into this museum and, like, it's just – you, like, walk through the doors and you can feel – you're just like, fuck, this is serious. I need to listen. Yeah. Need to read this and I need to pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you've ever been to any Holocaust museums or anything.
I've been to the Holocaust Museum in Sydney.
Oh, yes.
We went as a school excursion.
Oh, well.
I was a little too young.
Yeah, right.
But, well, no, I shouldn't say I was a little too young because I suppose there were teenage girls in the concentration camps.
So. Yeah, that's true. It's true.
We had been reading the Diary of Anne Frank.
Yep. As you do at school.
As you do.
It's a good one to read.
Yeah, it's a good one. And I've also been to Ground Zero in New York.
Yes, which, okay.
Another very sobering experience.
Yep. I've been to, talking about that actually, the bombing site in Bali, the Bali 9. Bali 9. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
about.
Yes.
Whilst on a much, you know, the actual site itself is a smaller, it's the same sort of vibe.
It's the same sort of vibe,
You know that you're like, something serious happened here and that juju stays with that site.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It sure does.
Anyway, so yeah, lots of things rolled up into The Boy in Striped Pajamas, but it's a shooketh film, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, what else have you got?
Okay, I don't think you've seen this one, Hereditary.
Okay, so I've heard a lot about Hereditary. I've not seen it, no. Is this the one with the kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
The one with the kid.
But like the kid
but
is
I know
like,
exactly yeah. what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes.
I know exactly what you're saying. It's the kid that goes.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like I put it on the same level as like the Grudge, the noise.
Yeah.
That noise. And I'm like, and then yeah. there's another movie where the kid makes a noise, but I've not seen it.
Yeah.
Because that's, it would scare the heebie-jeebies out of me.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
So look, with Hereditary, there hadn't been a movie like that one in a very long time, if ever.
Mm.
It is deeply, deeply psychological.
Mm.
It goes into family dynamics, how people deal with grief and trauma, and just like the intricacies of parent-child relationships and sibling relationships mm. and on like every level. It's really disturbing, and it left me with so many questions, but not like unanswered from the film, but just like in general, it left me thinking for a really, really long time. It's super brutal. The death of the kid,
yep.
Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, I know. the whole family history and the clues leading up to, you know, the big climax and conclusion
mm-hmm.
That make it all make sense in the end. It's just really, really well done, and you leave the cinema going, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of those. And it ends on a very it ends on a note that makes you go, oh. Like, because it makes sense to end it there,
mm.
but you're kind of not left wanting more, mm. but also you don't want it to end there.
You're at like a weird precipice.
Yeah, because you don't want it to continue.
Yeah,
it's,
you're done
it's
with
disturbing.
That.
It's disturbing enough that you don't want it to keep going, but where it ends, you kind of go, oh,
mm.
okay.
Are we leaving it there? Are
yeah.
we keeping going?
Yeah, and it's just very like it's just another one where it's like, well, nobody wins in this situation.
Yeah, it's just a shit show.
It's just a shit show. Mm. Yeah, and lots of very disturbing graphics, but it's just beautifully done. If anybody was like, what is the ultimate psychological horror film? That's
the one.
Go like watch it. I recommend that people watch it in their lifetime because I don't think that there's anything else quite like it.
Yeah, right.
And not even Midsommar. Like Ari Aster did the same, you know, did Midsommar as well as Hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, it's going to be just like Hereditary. Midsommar, a lot of people like it more. Mm-hmm. I think that they just like Florence Pugh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah. I also like Florence.
She's great.
She's amazing.
Mm, okay.
But I would definitely recommend that everybody at some point in their life watch Hereditary.
Okay. I'll look.
Yeah.
I'll take that into consideration.
Yeah. You won't like it, but you should watch it.
Nah, probably not. All right. What else have I got on my list here? Look, I had Inception on here.
Okay.
And I have a note written next to it. This yeah. is Amy's late night antics when yeah. She wrote these notes. I still don't even know what happened in this film is my note for Inception. Like,
yeah,
I think that aspect of it is like what got me so shooketh about it. I was like, you think you're on the right path with something and mm-hmm. then it fucking detours the other mm-hmm. way. And you're like, so all that shit I thought I believed before is out the window now.
That's
and
right.
I'm believing other things and then I'm over here and yes. then we're climbing up buildings. Like, and then the whole world is turning on its head. Like,
that's right.
So I still, to this day, don't really know what happened in Inception.
No, I don't think anybody really understands what happened in Inception, and particularly the way that it ends.
Yeah.
Did the top fall?
Yeah.
Or did it not fall? It's Schrodinger's spinning top.
It is.
Both fell and didn't fall.
Yes. And like that whole concept in itself, I was like, it's too much for my little human brain to comprehend. Mm. So I had it on my list purely for that reason of, well, one, when it came out, I feel like it took the world by storm. Everyone
yes.
was watching Inception, right?
Well, because it was it visually stunning.
Absolutely.
As well.
Also, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Mm-hmm.
Hunker, hunker, burn on love. But yes, exactly. Like the cinematics in that film.
Well, it was a great cast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not just him.
No.
There's Leo.
Leo, my man.
Yeah.
Let's add Leo to the list. Leo, if you're out there and you want a wine.
Hello.
Where you girls?
Loved you since Gilbert Grape.
Yeah. same. So, yeah, I had that on there for that whole sort of, if you want to call it the wow factor maybe, of like it was such a big film, cinematically stunning. However, no one knew what happened. Like nobody. Like, I'm sure there's probably some doctors with PhDs or whatever that have assessed and analyzed Inception probably. Mm. I am not one of those people and I'm still kind of confused. But
I've watched like YouTube videos trying to explain it and I still don't understand.
No, exactly.
I was like, I don't think you even understand what you're saying. But
I think you are just making shit up on the fly. That is not real.
You're saying big words and you're trying to confuse me.
I am leaving this conversation. It's like going back to our Squid Game episode, both of us trying to learn Squid Game, right?
Why are you hopping?
And then he hopped away. So, yeah, it's more of that factor than anything with Inception for me, is that whole not knowing exactly what I've just watched or have been involved in.
Yes.
So that's me for Inception.
Well, before we go to the next one, let's take a quick break.
Let's.
And we're back.
We're back in action.
Yes.
All right. It's over to you.
I've got another horror one. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. This is why we make lists. We are different
why
people.
We do it. It's Blair Witch.
Oh, I've seen that.
Hey! Da, da,
da, da, da, da. Go me.
I was thinking of this subject and I was sort of thinking out loud and Jake said Blair Witch. And I immediately got a sense of dread in my stomach. And I don't think that will ever go away.
Mm-mm.
I watched it when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it at the cinema.
Oh, God, you're a stronger woman than I.
I left genuinely concerned about those people.
Yeah.
I went home, I got on the internet and was like, did they find them? Yeah, what going happened? On? Like, is Heather okay? Is
what
she
happened
dead?
To Heather?
And because the marketing was so genius,
yes.
I did not get answers until, you know, I forgot about it years later. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, that was all bullshit.
Yeah, a big lie.
It was all bullshit. But it's just another one of those where it's like, you know, it hadn't been done.
Yeah,
at
it
that
was the
point.
First of
it
its
was the first
kind.
Found
yeah.
footage, and I will never, ever, ever forget the way that it made me feel.
The heart racing, and like I remember, like feeling hot on the back of my neck. I'm like, oh my God, like should I be sitting in the dark watching this? Like,
that's right.
That whole I was scared.
I was scared, like genuine
mm-hmm.
fear.
Yeah.
And when, like that right at the end when she, I don't know if she screams and then drops the camera or she drops the camera and then screams, but she's searching for her friend, Mike.
Yes.
And then she drops the camera you see him facing the corner. I screamed out loud.
I've got goosebumps of you describing that.
I'm so sorry.
I remember that scene and I was like, I need to get out of this.
Yes.
I can't watch this anymore.
Yeah, and it ends. That's
it.
How it ends.
And you're like, look.
I know.
Look at that.
I know, she's actually, Amy's showing me her arm. She has literal goosebumps.
Oh, God, it's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
It's, yeah. So, you know what, we don't need to say anymore.
The goosebumps say it all.
Yeah.
It actually left us shooketh.
Actual shooketh.
Like fear in our soul.
Well done, Blair Witch.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to add one that was – I actually had it as like a honorable mention rather than one I was going to mention because I've talked about it so many times.
Yeah.
But that feeling of fear,
mm-hmm.
Signs.
Oh, girl.
Signs.
Yes.
Still to this day.
Yeah.
I don't think as a grown-ass woman knowing that alien – like, well, maybe aliens are real. But like
mm-hmm.
I would not sit down and watch Signs now. Like there is no way you could get me to do it.
You're a one and done person.
I've seen it twice and once was because my entire family on Christmas decided it was a good idea to watch Signs. So I was moving around the house and they were like watching Signs and I was like, you guys don't even care that this is actually giving me PTSD. Like, please turn this off. So yeah, like
talk about family dynamics. Yeah.
Should we make a Hereditary 2? Yeah, so Signs gave me that same. When I'm thinking now about like the Blair Witch, like that's scary, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like real people, real situation type
yes,
thing.
Yes.
Whereas Signs, you know it's a movie, you know that kind of stuff. but the fear was the same. Like, oh, that scene where the alien runs around the corner at the kids' Christmas party. I've said it once or twice or four times.
I know.
I still have nightmares about that. It has scarred me, made me shooketh for life.
Okay.
So, yep, that's all I will say on that matter. Thank you. And on to the next.
On to the next. Wait, is it me?
Yeah, what else have you got?
Okay, well, I've got The Mist.
I've not seen that. Is that the one with Matt Damon? No.
No, that's one? The Happening.
The Happening, that's right.
Yeah, that's terrible. There is terrible.
Mist in that somewhere.
I think it's wind.
Wind.
A gentle breeze.
You're correct, it's wind.
It's a gentle breeze.
All right, The Mist. Is this the one where it rolls through town and people go crazy?
Yeah. No?
Yes?
Yeah, and they're in a shopping center.
Yes, I have seen that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's the end. It's just the ending. I don't think I've ever been more enraged. Do you remember it?
No. What happens in the end?
So they go out into the mist. It's the dude and his son and the nice lady that, you know, and I think there's a couple of other people. I can't remember. But they're in an SUV or something like that, a four-wheel drive, something, whatever. They've got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And they go out into the mist. The thing is going to get them.
Yeah.
And old mate, the dad, is like, well, I've got two bullets.
That's right. There's three of us. Yes. Kills them.
Ready to let the alien eat him.
Yep.
And it turns out that the noise was a military tank.
Coming to save them. I remember now.
I have never been so angry.
I was, yes, what I remember the it.
Fuck.
And like, that man is not living. Like,
no.
There's no way.
No.
He's not going on with his life.
No way.
No.
No way. See you later, mate.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, you're done.
Don't even tell that chopper to stop.
Yeah.
Just stand there for and real. Wait. Stand there and wait for your untimely demise.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it now. And that is the shooker. It's not the film itself.
No.
Everything was fine. It was a perfectly enjoyable movie. And then that happened.
And you were like, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
That's right. I do rebuke it. I rebuke it.
That's enough.
Take it back.
I remember. Yes.
I just won't watch it anymore.
And I'm all for a bit of a twist at the end of the movie. But that was mean.
That was terrible. Cruelty.
Cruel.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
Absolutely.
Oh. Not here for it.
Oh, God. What else have I got on here? Oh, all right. Yes. This isn't a horror. It's a little bit left of field. Have you seen My Sister's Keeper?
Oh, my God, yes. I almost put it on my...
And you've read the book?
Yes.
So the biggest...
The end!
The end of the movie is not the end of the book, my friend.
What the hell?
You fucking change which sister died. That is not allowed.
It's not allowed.
You should have just followed the book and done
follow
all that.
It.
Do you know how I realized it was different? So I hadn't seen that. I can't remember. I feel like I've spoken about this before. So
I
sorry,
don't think
everyone.
You have.
Maybe not. Whatever. I'll tell it again. One of my friends went and saw the movie. Was obviously a blubbering mess, and I hadn't seen the movie yet, but I had read the book, and I was like, "Oh my God!" Right? Like, how sad is it that such and such dies and rah rah? And she's like, "Dies." I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, no, the other sister dies. I'm like, oh, I think you've got their names wrong. And she's like, no. And then I was like, get the fuck out. So then I went and watched it and I was like, lo and behold, the wrong sister dies. Couldn't imagine it. Like, I was just like, why would you do that?
No.
To the whole world. To the book reading world.
For real.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, because obviously in the books, the sister with cancer dies.
Yes.
In the film, the sister without cancer dies.
That's right.
She gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
Or something
like
it's
that.
One of those shock death type things.
Yes.
And I was just like, I'm flabbergasted here. I'm shooketh.
Yeah. Shooketh.
It had me shooketh to my core.
And it, like, I just feel
for
like.
For an unnecessary reason. Why?
It completely, because then doesn't she just.
The sister with cancer, she's going to die.
Yeah.
Anyway. So now you just killed them both, that poor family.
That poor family.
Like, one was enough. One is enough pain.
The mum just, in that film.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
No.
I will never understand that.
Not at all. That is a pain worse than death. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
So, yes, that film had me shooketh for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was mad.
Yes.
I was mad.
Mad.
All right. What else have you got? Have you got any others on your list?
I've got one more.
Okay. Great. Fire away.
Precious.
Precious?
Yeah.
I've not seen Precious.
I don't know whether to recommend it or not.
Okay, tell me.
I've seen it
once.
We
all know who I am as a person, Rachel.
I will never watch it again.
Okay, what happens? Run me through it.
Look, I'm the sort of person that I love reading books and watching films about people overcoming adversity.
Yeah.
You see people go through horrific shit and they overcome, they rise above.
Yeah.
They're so much better for it.
Mm-hmm.
Precious is one of those films, but also not.
Okay.
Because it's all for naught.
Right. So the same thing happens in the end anyway, is where this is going.
Well, yeah, it's one of those films and it hits you in this spot and she is horrifically abused.
Yes.
Horrifically abused. And it's so guttural about like the way that they show it is so
horrific.
Yeah, and it's so confronting.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's the isolation and how you see these awful patterns of behavior and you know, you see her desperately trying to break the cycle and everything that goes along with all of that, and you know, and she's not well educated and she's got no family really to speak of. She has, you know, a Down syndrome baby. She's got another one on the way, both of them by her father. And just to, you know, and she's trying, she's going to this program called Each One Teach One where she's got this absolutely beautiful teacher who is trying to teach her just how to read and write. Her mother is just obsessed with her getting welfare. Couldn't care less about her actually trying to make anything of herself. At one point tries to drop a TV on her head, like out of a window.
So she'll get some kind of...
Or down a staircase, something like that. But, you know, no, just so that she'll die, basically. You know, there is this scene where the social worker confronts the mother about the abuse. And the mother breaks down and has this long monologue about how they got to that point, but it's so self-serving, the monologue, and the final nail in the coffin for this poor girl Precious is that her father gave her HIV.
Oh, fucking hell!
Yeah,
you're just like, great. So all of that, and you're going to die.
Yeah. So the bravest, like I was genuinely horrified by everything I was seeing, but I was so touched as well. Like she's so brave.
Yeah.
And I've just like that. It left me so shooketh that there are people who actually go through this. This is not an exaggeration of some people's lives.
Yeah.
And it was just really very confronting.
Yeah.
One of the most confronting things I've watched.
Yeah. And look, I think you need to watch some of those movies or films or documentaries, whatever it may be, to really try and understand. Not that you ever would understand somebody's life like that.
Yeah.
But in saying that, I struggle so much to watch them because it is so confronting. And I'm like, fuck, man, I just can't believe that there are people out there who have to deal with this.
Yes.
Like, and by no, most of them by no fault of their own, because they are born into a family where, you know, crazy shit like that happens.
Exactly.
Your dad gives you two babies and then HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, that's heavy.
And your mum is just more concerned with the fact that, well, one night he reached over me and started touching her and that was my fucking man.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, what?
That's your daughter.
What did she say?
Help her.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oof, shooketh.
Ugh.
I got a shooketh gut from all of that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Look, I didn't really have many others on my list. I had a couple of like honorable mentions, which were Star Wars Episode 5, obviously, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
Luke, I Am Your Father, obviously, shooketh.
Shooketh.
I mentioned Science. Now You See Me, Mark Ruffalo, the mastermind, right?
Shooketh.
Shooketh. And then I had The Prestige.
Oh my god, I had The Prestige.
Oh, did you?
Honorable mention.
Yes.
Yes, shooketh.
Shooketh. And then the last one I had was Identity. I don't know if you've seen
Identity.
That. With John Cusack.
I love that movie. Yes. Also Shooketh.
Yes. Like it's all in his fucking head.
It's all in his head. He's just crazy. Sitting there. They're all the same people.
Yeah. And then like the brutal murdering of the other personalities.
Yes.
And then you think it's all safe.
You think it's okay. Hell to the fucking nope.
That crazy kid's coming to kill the lady.
Yep.
Is it a lady? Lady. Or a man? It's a lady. Yeah.
Yep.
So that film, I love that film. I'm sure I've spoken about that film before. So I put it on
I'm
my.
I'm sure we have too.
So I just put it on honorable mention because you can't go without a Shooketh. Talking about Shooketh without talking about Identity.
Shooketh. Oh, Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense.
Shooketh.
Holy fuck. How did I forget about that one? That is like the. It is the description, the definition of Shooketh.
Shooketh.
That was a great film.
It was.
I like that movie. I'm going to watch it again.
Go for it, but you know what happens now.
I know, and that's a thing, right? With some of these films, the first time you watch it, it's that feeling.
Yeah,
Signs will always give me that feeling, like I've spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
But some films, you're like, wow, wow,
wow, indeed,
wow, indeed. All right, I think that's going to do it for today.
I think so too.
Great. We will be back in a fortnight, but Comic Confidential will be back with another brand new episode next week from the boys.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, if you wanted to stay in touch with us or keep on hearing what you've been hearing, there's a couple of things you can do.
Yeah.
You can hit the subscribe button every time.
Smack
it. Subscribe button. You can hit it. Smack it right in its buttonhole. You can leave us a review. What kind of review does it need to be?
Five fucking stars, baby.
Five stars. You can tell your friend about us.
Yeah.
You can tell your family.
Yep.
You can tell your neighbors. You can tell your cat.
Tell your colleagues.
Tell your colleagues. Tell whoever you want, but tell somebody about us. We
Please.
Would really appreciate it.
Please.
The other thing you can do is you can join us on the Facebook listener community by searching the Comic Confidential listener community on Facebook. Try saying that five times fast.
I'm not gonna.
Me either, because I only just got it through that one time.
Yeah.
And finally, Comic Confidential is part of the CC Radio Network alongside a heap of other great shows like The Countdown with Paul and Wayne.
I love them.
Me too. And of course, Believe, hosted by the Shaved Yowie himself, Cade Moyer. Shaved Yowie.
Shaved
it's
Yowie.
It's a strange description. I don't know why we say that, but we do.
Troy described him as the Shaved Yowie once, and
it's
I
stuck-eth?
Lost my shit. I was shooketh
he
in
was
the
shooketh.
Best way.
And you can, of course, head to ccradio.com.au to check all of them out and see any other great content that we've got going on.
That is right.
At the moment. All right. I feel like I would, you know what I want someone to do? Count how many times we said shooketh in this shooketh.
We
in
should
this
have
episode.
Like a shooketh count. Each time. And Troy, get on it.
Yeah. Editor Troy, thanks very much. You're welcome. All right. That's it. As always, I'm Amy.
And I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Yeah.
See ya.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.